Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show here today, and I am just going to focus, and I'm going to try to get all of this news off my desk as quickly as possible and then play the video clips that I have for you today. So without any further hesitation, let me just move on here, berserker style, into this news. Pope Francis removes cross from event in Malta so not to upset illegal Muslim migrants. Isn't that nice? The Pope removes the cross. The Pope removes a cross at a public event. You still think this is the Pope that you're told he is? You still think this is the Catholic Church as you're supposed to believe it is? No, ladies and gentlemen, this is a communist, globalist pope that helps cover up child abuse stories that come out of the Vatican. Evil, evil everywhere. Time's up. Orban wins Hungary despite massive Soros assault. That folks, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to think about Orban, but he's a nationalist, and he's against the globalist agenda of sexualizing kids and getting rid of borders. So Soros did everything he possibly could to stop Orban from getting in. Probably not near the effort of what they undertook to keep Trump from getting in again, but it's a similar story, just at a smaller grade. But he was able to overcome, and his party is doing quite well in Hungary. So that's a very, very important asset Hungary as a country to have against the New World Order agenda in that region of the world. So, again, whether you like Orban or hate him, the globalists are your enemy, and they don't like Orban, and so that's good news. The reason for Zelensky's surprise Grammys appearance. You know, people are so sick of Hollywood garbage and arrogance. And it's so bad that they have to fake a slap with Will Smith and Chris Rock just to drum up any hype or any ratings at all. And so now it's the same thing at the Grammys. They have to have Zelensky Skype in. I didn't watch the Grammys. I did see some stories about it. The same typical stuff. Okay, here's your war propaganda. And then they had a nice little satanic performance from their favorite Satanist, Lil Nas, who does videos depicting sex with Satan and who claims to be, I guess, a non-binary man who gets pregnant too. I mean, it's all Satanism. Lil Nas delivers satanic performance during Grammys. He loves it, though. I mean, he loves the attention. And quite frankly, he's probably an idiot. He probably has an IQ of about 13. And so they just take advantage of him and they say, all right, here's what you're going to do. And you're going to make millions of dollars, and that's how they buy your soul. They say you're going to be rich and famous, and they find enough people that like that. And so that's what you see where they do, like, oh, here's all the commentary, here's all the negative tweets, here's everything bad that they say about Lil Nas X, but look, here I am still sexualizing your kids, here I am still doing satanic performances, and I'm rich and famous, and he has no idea what's going on. He just is fulfilling his duty of performing and getting on tracks and then doing satanic performances and sexualizing the children. It's really just sad, isn't it? It's really just sad. But see, this is why when you watch movies like The Fifth Element, and they have the character portrayed by What's the actor's name? Who's the host? And he's just totally goofy, dresses like a whack job, acts like a buzzed out whack job. Yeah, Chris Tucker. Because that's the future they want. It's like these movies are all projection or just like a warning or even just foresight. It's like, yeah, this is where they want you to take you. This is where they're taking you. I mean, Hunger Games, it's the same thing everywhere. It doesn't matter whether it's a movie from the 80s or the 90s or just a couple years ago. It's the same thing. How come in these dystopian futures with the caste system, the elite are all dressed like alien freak shows, non-binary sex addicts? Because that's what they're promoting to children. That's what they're telling the kids is cool and in. That's what they're trying to create. We reject that.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, you're a far cry removed from the days of Johnny Cash and Johnny Carson, aren't you? No, now you got Lil Nas X sucking Satan's D. And Zelensky promoting war propaganda. And Stephen Colbert, not funny, but promoting vaccines all day, and a spokesman for the Democrat Party. And see,
I want you to understand something. I'm going to eventually get to this stack of news over here, but I kind of want to build up to it, because you need to understand where all of this funnels. So let me just give you these headlines and then retreat back to it. So this is where all of this funnels. All the stuff that I'm going to cover, the cultural rot, the political rot, all the corruption, all the propaganda, this is where it all funnels. And when you have the prospectus of the death cult and the eugenics that run this planet, you get it. It's like 2 plus 2 equals 4. And that's the problem. See, because this is what it is. When you go through life and you know 2 plus 2 equals 4, but you keep experiencing 2 plus 2 equals 5 or 2 plus 2 equals 3 or 2 plus 2 equals 10, and you're like, this doesn't make sense. You go insane. You become suicidal. Why so many women in middle age are on antidepressants? Wall Street Journal. Washington Post. A cry for help. CDC warns of steep decline in teen mental health. New Yorker. The mystifying rise of child suicide. Former French intelligence chief, all multicultural societies are doomed. So just understand, all the stuff, everything I'm covering, it funnels into the same eugenics program. They don't have to just drop a bomb on you if they can make you so miserable that you kill yourself. Now, whether that's literally jumping off a building or putting a bullet through your brain, no. You'll kill yourself with the poisoned food. You'll kill yourself with the poisoned water. You'll kill yourself with the poisoned drugs. Or you'll literally kill yourself. Or, if you're able to survive all of this, you'll plug into some false synthetic reality matrix that they'll be in total control of, like the metaverse, which is being totally rejected, by the way. So that's where all of this funnels. Now, let's cover the rest of this news. Amy Schumer reveals the Alec Baldwin shooting joke she wasn't allowed to make at the Oscars. So apparently, I guess the Oscars checks all the jokes. That's nice. You guys are really about freedom of speech, huh? No, it's all a controlled, corporate event. So she was going to make a joke about the movie Look Up. And so she said the joke was going to be, it's better to look up than to look down at the barrel of Alec Baldwin's gun. That was actually pretty good, wouldn't it? That'd probably be the funniest joke of the night. Not allowed to say it. So Alec Baldwin is under complete and total protection. Alec Baldwin literally, he denies, actually, the gun is in his hand, the bullet goes out of the gun and through a woman's head and kills her, and he says he didn't pull the trigger. Amazing. But I guess if you believe all the lies that the liberal left tells you, then yeah, guns are guns do whatever they want. Guns think for themselves. Guns shoot themselves even. So I guess that's Alec Baldwin's argument, is that guns shoot themselves. It doesn't matter whose hand he's in, whose hand the gun is in. So I guess all people that killed someone or shot a gun should be innocent, like Alec Baldwin, right? No, that's called liberal Democrat privilege. That's called Hollywood privilege. And then he gets protected by the Oscars producers, and they say, you can't make a joke about Alec Baldwin. I have never harmed a person in my life, and I've spent more time in jail than Alec Baldwin, who shot a woman dead. Now, at the very least, it's involuntary manslaughter, is it not? Doesn't matter. Alec Baldwin is a good liberal Democrat Hollywood star, so he's above the law. Me, for walking outside of the Capitol, I'm dealing with millions of dollars in legal fines, feds spending millions of dollars to come up with me, feds pouring through all my electronic devices right now as we speak. I'm facing huge jail time. I've already been locked up multiple times. But see, I should not have stepped on grass outside of the Capitol. I should have been like Alec Baldwin, a good liberal progressive Hollywood actor, and I should have shot a woman in the head. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, the gun did that. He had nothing to do with it. The gun acted on its own. I demand that gun be put on trial. Just unbelievable stuff. Ukrainian MP claims Russian soldiers burned swastika into woman's belly. So it's the same thing. Russia says it was the Ukrainians that did it. Ukrainians say it was Russia that did it. You know, who knows, folks? But like our guest said, there are things we do know. The U.S. was running at least 20 biological weapons labs. Hunter Biden's business, family business, was involved in it, as were other family members of American politicians. The media lied about it. And the lab in China that did the same thing was responsible for the COVID outbreak. Now, think about this, though. It came out that the U.S. government was taking the results from PCR tests for your nose, the nose swab, that the U.S. government was taking DNA samples from those tests and putting it into a database. It was already well known that companies that were doing DNA testing, oh yeah, you get your DNA tested, they tell you whether you're African or Native American or Italian or whatever, if you even believe that crap. Quite frankly, I'm not even sure if I believe it. But whatever, people have it done, it's fun, it's curious. It came out that they were selling that information. So think about it like this. You go in, innocent enough, you want to take a COVID nose swab test to see if you got COVID. Okay, that DNA sequencing may have been sold, may have been passed along. Did you sign off on that? You submit a sample of your DNA. I'm not sure how they do it. They do hair or spit or whatever. I don't know. I would never do it. And you submit your DNA to these companies, and they say, okay, yeah, here's your results. You're African or you're European, whatever. And then that gets shared or that gets sold. And now your DNA somehow is out there in the marketplace being sold, traded, bought, everything. And now you've got biological weapons labs that make DNA-specific weapons. That was the plot of the latest James Bond movie, by the way. No spoiler here, just telling you. I mean, folks, we are not in Kansas anymore. Can't you understand the dangerous implications of all of this? Russia certainly does. Putin certainly does. Hell, you can say Putin is the worst person on the planet, but he gets the dangers of that. Putin understands the dangers of having biological weapons labs that make DNA-specific weapons with all these people volunteering unwittingly their DNA out on the marketplace to be bought and sold however it's fit. Yeah. Should you be worried about somebody making a biological weapon specifically to kill you? Probably not. But it's out there. Could be done. Kind of a big deal. Putin knows that. The American media doesn't want you to know what's going on. And, of course, they're bringing back the COVID fear-mongering. Fauci is all excited because he saw the lockdowns in Shanghai and then the massive testing of millions of people, which drove case numbers up. Go figure. Testing 25 million people drove case numbers up? Who would have thought? And so now Fauci's saying, yeah, we're probably going to have to bring back lockdowns, and China's doing a good job there. These people are being held prisoner in China, folks. You understand? They're literally being held prisoner, and they can't even get food. And it's been 2 weeks now. And if you've run out of food or you've run out of stuff to drink, guess what? You're SOL. Yeah, you can try to call the government hotline to have food dropped off. You can try to call someone to have food dropped off. How do you think that's going to go with 25 million people starving, just looking for a couple thousand people to bring them food? How do you think that's going for them? Not well. And you watch. When all of this is said and done in Shanghai, they're going to be going into people's apartments and they're going to find dead bodies. People that starved out, people that killed themselves. But hey, man, we're stopping COVID. I'm going to kill you so you can't spread COVID. I'm going to put you in a cage and lock you up so you can't spread COVID. Unbelievable stuff. A man-made virus. Anthony Fauci knew about it. The American media knew about it. They covered it up. They're complicit in this mass manslaughter.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Continue with our news coverage here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, honored to be in here at the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas, with you here today. So again, though, the media celebrating, Fauci celebrating, everybody celebrating how China treats its citizens like slaves, where they're in their prison camps. You remember, oh no, it's just your apartment, but you're out of food, you can't even get food now. Remember what it was like in Australia where they had the quarantine camps and it was like you couldn't leave your house. They had these people in hazmat suits delivering you food. If you stepped outside on the patio at the wrong time of day, they extended your lockdown, your imprisonment. I mean, who would ever support this garbage? But see, Fauci's out supporting it because he wants to use China as the example, as the standard, so that Fauci and the Democrats can run the same operation here in America, locking you down, treating you like a prisoner under the guise of protecting you from a virus. Just a total lie. A virus that they made in a lab, by the way. And so here's my problem. When I see stories like this, I can't tell you how frustrated I get, because it's the same level of, I don't even know what you would call it, ignorance, stupidity, where they say, look at what COVID did. COVID shut down the schools. COVID closed my business. COVID did this. COVID did that. COVID did none of that. The government did all of it. That is a, I mean, even the lowest IQ people should have that understanding, and they don't. It's supposed intellectuals that go on TV, academics, politicians, and they come out and they say, COVID did this, because of the virus. No, government did this, period, end of story, end of sentence. Stop. Stop saying COVID. So this story has that same energy, has that same vibe. COVID horror. Virus may cause brain damage, even in patients with mild respiratory symptoms. So you hear all this stuff about long COVID and COVID does this, COVID makes your penis shrink, and COVID makes you lose hair, and COVID makes you have brain damage and all this stuff. And I understand the immediate reaction to all of this, which I tend to have as well, which is, hey, we've been lied to so much about COVID. You've done so much fear-mongering over COVID. I don't believe any of this crap. So part of me says, oh, brain damage from COVID, probably just fear-mongering BS like everything else. But see, here's the problem. And this is why I say it's the same energy as COVID did this. No, the government did this. Let's say everything they tell you about COVID is true in regards to long COVID or brain damage or penis shrinkage or all this other stuff they tell you. Let's say it's all true. Well, again, COVID was made in a lab. It's a man-made virus. So if you're going to be talking about how this virus acts differently than every other virus known in human history, and you're going to be talking about all these horrific long-term effects, and that's why you can't get it, and that's why you should always wear the mask and never leave your house again and all this other stuff. Okay,
Well, then why aren't we mad at the people that created and released this on us? So what is the breakdown here? What is the boil down? The frustration is not placing blame and responsibility where it belongs. That's what it is. Blaming COVID for the kids wearing masks, blaming COVID for school closures, business closures, all this other stuff, that is not the proper blame. That's a 0% accuracy right there. Blaming COVID for any of it, 0% accuracy. Zero. Blaming the government and the corporations and everybody did that, 100% accuracy. But what do you get from the media and your politicians? They say COVID's to blame. COVID has 0% responsibility. The government actors and the corporate actors that foisted all the COVID madness upon us, they bear 100% possibility. If I try to go get on an airplane right now, is a virus going to pop up and tell me to wear a mask? No. Is some airline attendant going to tell me to wear a mask? Yes. So it's the same thing. Oh, COVID is causing long-term problems and brain damage and all this stuff. Okay, well, who's responsible? Who made the virus? Who released the virus? So it's all this fear-mongering. If you get COVID, your penis is going to shrink and you're going to have brain damage so that you're scared to death forever. You never take the mask off. You never give control of your life or take control of your life back from the government. You give it to them permanently in this state of perma-fear. And then you never blame the parties responsible, the individuals that made it in a lab. So just remember this. When they tell you stories about long COVID and lung damage and brain damage and genital damage and all this stuff, thanks Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak and everybody else that knew that this came in a lab and funded this research in a lab. And it's just, oh, fear over COVID. Oh, my gosh. Oh, COVID does this. COVID does that. Well, why aren't you holding the people responsible that made COVID? The frustration is going to go on, I'm sure. And then there's the vaccines, which are also killing people, killing more people than they help. And it's not even close, by the way. But so again, I don't want to be the person that sees every story and says, oh, vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. But it's a fair argument. Like when I see this, doctor stunned by baby born with two heads, three hands, and one torso. So obviously the debate is raging, was the mother vaccinated? But you're not allowed to ask that question. You're not allowed to get that answer. You just see this baby that you just feel so bad for it. Just a total mutant. A mutant baby. And yeah, if we start seeing more of this pop up, I think it's pretty fair to say it's probably the vaccines. But you'll never get that fair and open debate. You'll never get that. Here was another example last night. I saw this in live time. I remember texting my friends. Final Four basketball game. North Carolina player holds chest, can't catch breath, sinks to floor, throws up in final minutes. Now, I remember watching this, and this individual player started grasping at his heart and his chest about 60 seconds before he fell over. And if you go back and watch the game, you can do this. And it's just stunning how unobservant people are when dealing with this. This is the aftermath. That was about 60 seconds after he was grabbing his heart. He grabbed at his heart two possessions before that and up and down the court twice on two possessions was grabbing his heart. And then he keels over and starts vomiting. Now, they said he had the wind knocked out of him. Folks, I've played sports my whole life. I've had wind knocked out of me plenty of times. Everybody knows when you get the wind knocked out of you, that's it. You're on the floor, you can't breathe, and you need at least 60 seconds to get your wind back. You're certainly not running up and down the court for two possessions. I've never seen anybody vomit from having the wind knocked out of them either. Now, maybe that could happen, but clearly this kid had something going on his chest. He was pointing to his chest. He was grabbing his chest. It wasn't he had the air knocked out of him, but that's just what they say because you can't
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Let's say I released a billion mosquitoes in Texas that were known to cause seizures if you got bit by it. And then all of a sudden in Texas, you had all of these seizure events happening, numbers of seizure events skyrocketing in Texas. Well, it'd be pretty obvious, wouldn't it? You'd say, okay, had you been bitten by this mosquito anytime recently? Have you had a mosquito bite anytime recently? You know, oh, yes. It's like, okay, I think your seizure may have something to do with it. That's common sense. But when it comes to the vaccine, oh, no, no, no. No, you don't get to ask that. So it's like, okay, known side effects of the vaccine, blood clots, heart problems. It's like, oh, wow, a lot of these people are having blood clots and heart problems.
Don't ask about the vaccine, though. Like, oh, yeah, kids have always had blood clots and heart attacks. That's been a normal thing, is what they say. Clearly, it's the vaccine. Let me just try to get as much of this news off my desk as possible. I'm probably not even going to have time for all of it or these clips. Exclusive, Army captain placed in mental hospital for accusing Commanding General Patrick Donahue of pushing illegal vaccine. Oh, Army captain put in mental hospital because he believes in medical freedom. This country is so evil. Just so evil that this goes on here. Federal judge blocks Air Force on giving punishment for members who refuse to take COVID-19 vaccines. So that's a judge in Cincinnati. Good for him. But, oh, so one judge does the right thing, but then an Army captain correctly calls it an illegal vaccine mandate, and he's told he needs to be placed in a mental institution. That's a Chinese-style re-education camp right here for our Army members in America. Mother who confronted New York City Mayor Adams over toddler mask mandate fired from city job. Oh, and I love it. New York's like, move to New York. We believe in free speech because we say gay. Oh, you criticize the mayor? You're fired. These are evil people. It's beyond any shadow of a doubt that the vaccines are causing large numbers of deaths. That is the latest from Dr. Peter McCullough. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Moving on, the Democrats and the Republicans are going to confirm a pedophile-protecting judge. To put it another way, if you were a pedophile and you ended up in a courtroom and you saw that Ketanji Brown Jackson was on the bench, you're feeling good. You're celebrating. Your lawyers are celebrating. You know you're going to get a light sentence. The pedophile protector is there on the bench. Politico deletes tweet claiming Judge Jackson will be first black Supreme Court justice. Isn't that hilarious? They literally claimed that Jackson would have been the first black Supreme Court justice, ignoring Judge Clarence Thomas, because that's how their mind works, folks. These people are mentally ill. They don't count Justice Clarence Thomas as the first black Supreme Court justice because he's not a deranged, mentally ill leftist liberal. I'm telling you this. You need to understand this about the race-baiting liberal movement right now. It's not about skin color. It's all about politics. They love to use tokenism for their political agenda. But if you're black or you're this or you're that and you don't support their agenda, then you don't count, including Clarence Thomas. And they just showed you their hand with that story in Politico. It has nothing to do with skin color, folks. It's all about politics, all of it. The same reason why I can't go walk into a girl's bathroom or a girl's locker room at the gym because I'm not a liberal. But if I was a good liberal and I said, I'm a woman, I'm going into the woman's room, then I'd be fine. Doesn't matter. I don't have to shave. I don't have to chop off my dingling, anything. I mean, I just go right in. I say, I'm a good progressive liberal. I'm a woman now. And I go in the woman's locker room. I go shower with them and it's all good. But no, because I'm not a brainwashed liberal, I couldn't do that. That's nothing to do with science or anything. It's always politics. Ketanji Brown Jackson shows leniency even in baby sex torture cases. Yeah, they're torturing little children, little babies. These cases end up on Judge Jackson's desk, and she gives them a tiny little slap on the wrist. I've dealt with worse punishment for what I've done. An innocent man, a political prisoner, I've dealt with worse punishment, and I've gone through more torture than pedophiles and child sex abusers have, whose cases ended up on Judge Jackson's bench. Think about that. Actually, probably don't. It's pretty sad. It's pretty painful to think about. But it's the truth. Moving on. An organized crime perpetrated on Americans. Experts claim in testimony at least 4.8 million ballots trafficked in the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, how many illegal votes did Biden get to, what, 83 million? I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. Democrats implicated. Georgia ballot traffickers were using Democrat officials' offices as stopping points during ballot drop runs. And remember, in the Wisconsin hearing, they actually got the information. So they found, I believe it was 14 individuals, and they did it in Georgia, too. But they found the individuals who were going to ballot drop boxes multiple times a day and they were able to locate their device to track their movements, and they were going to multiple ballot drop boxes every day, going to Democrat Party headquarters every day, and it also just so happens they were at the riots in Kenosha as well. Hundreds of suspects filmed stuffing multiple ballots into Pennsylvania County drop boxes. Republican DA won't prosecute any of these suspects because not everyone has been identified. So, I mean, folks, they're on caught. They're on tape. They're on camera stealing the election. I mean, it's just a joke. I mean, come on, man. Like, do we really have to explain that Biden didn't get 83 million votes? The guy that didn't even campaign? The guy that couldn't even have a debate? President Trump requests Clinton judge who was assigned to oversee his Russiagate lawsuit against Hillary Clinton be removed. Oh, no, 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 no. That Clinton judge is going to make sure that Trump does not get a fair case. Believe me. Believe me. Final suspect in Detroit-based multi-million dollar credit card fraud ring sentenced to prison. Have you guys noticed that this is happening more and more? Credit card fraud. I have now, for the third time this year, my credit card, or my debit card rather, has been involved in what they call a mass compromise event. Third time this year. But we should all have the government-run digital currency because it's really safe, you know. It's really safe. Police arrest 26-year-old suspect over Sacramento mass shooting. Did you hear about this one? Didn't hear about that one, did you? Mass shooting in California yesterday? Any news on it? Any big stories about it? No. No. Oh, there's one in Dallas, too. By the way, 6 people died in the one in California. Did you hear any news about that? Did they make a big story about that? No, they didn't, did they? Because there's never any consistency from our media because they're just a bunch of liars that have an agenda. The southern border is just absolutely wide open, folks. It's really incredible. I'm talking to a couple of journalists that are on the ground down there. It's kind of penetrating the news. Word is out around the world. The U.S. border is wide open. And Ben Bergquam and others are down there reporting. It's just unbelievable. It's just this country is under complete attack. Like the inflation, which is just crushing people. Going to record highs, continuing to rise. 20 facts about the emerging global food shortage that should chill you to the core. Yeah, they're bringing in all these people into America that you're going to be forced to feed while there's a food shortage. And plus your inflation. I mean, you are getting broken right now. America is having its back broken right now by the Biden administration and the globalists. I mean, it's just total crushing of America right now. Days at or worse than 56% disapproval for their entire terms. Biden already has the record, and he hasn't even finished one term yet, with 125 days lower than 56% disapproval. That's much worse than Trump, who had the entire media lying about him all day, too. Here's rich liberal Democrat Shannon Sharp. I'd rather pay $20 a gallon than have Trump in office. But then he can be seen complaining about high gas prices just 10 years ago. Another liberal that owns himself. Because that's what they do. Because modern-day liberals are frauds, phonies, and liars. How many times does this have to be?
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is how we do every day. We
If you love them enough to turn off your music, then pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Continue here with the news coverage, and if I can get all the news off my desk, I'll play some of these video clips in the next segment before Wayne Allen Root takes over. So what do you do if you're the Democrats and your popularity is plunging and your approval rating is plunging everywhere and everybody knows how evil lying scum, what evil lying scum you are? Chicago to provide free gas and transit cards. So now this is California and Illinois that have the highest deficit spending rates. The states are actually broke with all their giveaways and Democrat financial policy just crushing these states. And so, but what are they going to do as they're dead broke? They're giving things away because nobody likes them. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. Nobody likes you. You just give things away. Massive nationwide campaign to take on Nancy Pelosi and insider trading by Congress. Kevin Freeman, host of Economic War Room on The Blaze. Oh, another war room that took our name? That's hilarious. Launched a national campaign slamming Pelosi for protecting corrupt insider trading by members of Congress. Almost 2 million emails have already been sent to Congress. You know, nothing will ever probably be done about that until we get new leaders elected, but it's at least something to let Congress know where we stand on it. More of the timeless propaganda for the Illuminati here. Maskless Kamala Harris poses for photos with masked children during visit to D.C. elementary school. Now, I've explained why they do this, folks. I'll try to make it brief. You say, why do these political leaders go and take their mask off and pose for pictures with everybody else wearing their mask on? It's a symbol of dominance is what it is. It's an act of dominance. So that 100 years from now, just like you can look at photos from 100 years ago during the Spanish flu pandemic, and you'll see the elites not wearing masks, people in suits and ties not wearing masks, and then everyone else around them in hazmat suits, it's the same thing. They're marking their territory. They're displaying their dominance so that when they run the same gambit in 50 or 100 years, they can show their agents, see, we run this stuff. We do this. Here we did it in the 20s. Here we did it in the 2020s. We dominate this planet. You are now slave owners, and all those around you wearing the mask are your slaves. And that's how they promote themselves. That's how they mark their territory in a timeless fashion. Another has left Kamala Harris's staff. The deputy chief of staff quits. 11th aide to leave Kamala Harris's staff. Yeah, these people suck. No one wants to work for them. And it's now considered a blithe on your resume, or a blight, rather, on your resume, rather than a good thing. Confused puppet Joe Biden ends speech, asks handlers what to do now, and then creeps on a little girl. Well, that's what he does. There he is right there, getting up in that little girl's face, because he's a creepo. His daughter wrote about it in his diary, how he would get in the shower with her and be inappropriate. I mean, you know, this is the Biden after all. In fact, let's go here. Here's another confused Biden in clip 9. I mean, this is a joke. The guy doesn't even know where he is. He doesn't even know who he is. Here's another example in clip 9.
What do we do now?
What do we do now? He has no idea. Look at him running around. He doesn't know what's going on. That's the president, they said. Biden tells bizarre story about Big Mama and how he used to drive an 18-wheeler. Biden has never driven an 18-wheeler. It's not an easy thing to do. You need training. He's never done it. He just lies. He lies about, remember his Amtrak story that he's lied about like 5 times now, that even he's been caught lying about it? The guy he claims said this to him has been dead? I mean, this is, the guy's an, but he has dementia. He doesn't even know where he is half the time. He's got crap running down his leg half the day. Joe Biden takes a knee in official photo with sailors for some reason. Nobody knows why he took the knee. Not even him. He just photo shoot posing with people in the Navy. Just decided, no, I'm going to take a knee. George Floyd thing was 2 years ago, Joe, or more now. But he takes the knee. Hunter becomes the hunted. Senator Grassley warns of national security concerns surrounding Biden crime family. Says new revelations will be presented to Senate this week. We'll see how that goes. Biden seemed to be above the law and above any media scorn either. So this is where it all goes, folks. This is what I said earlier. You need to understand this is where it all goes. So when you ask why this is going on, remind yourself who controls the culture, who controls the education system, and who currently controls the government. The globalists and the radical left-wingers that are destroying our culture, destroying our country, and destroying our people. They did this. All of their logic or illogic, all of their propaganda, all of their culture, all of it is destructive and deadly. And they know it. They're a death cult. So you want to know why you see stories like this? Look no further than the left, the radical, communist, progressive, sycophant, pedophile left, controlling culture, controlling the education system. This is what you get. Why are so many women in middle ages on antidepressants? Because the left-wing culture has turned them into mental basket cases. CDC warns of steep decline in teen mental health because the mentally ill left is indoctrinating them. The mystifying rise of child suicide. Again, folks, this is all left-wing culture destroying people's minds, destroying their psyches, leading them to suicide and antidepressants. 100% the globalist left-wing agenda. That's why they do the gaslighting. That's why they tell you men aren't women. Or men are women, rather. That's why they tell you men are women, men can get pregnant, men can have periods. That's why they tell you all this nonsensical stuff. They want you to go mentally insane so that you then have to go on their killer pills or you just kill yourself. And that's why the former French intelligence chief is correct, Pierre Brochard, when he says all multicultural societies are doomed. The real quote, the real thing is all diversified left-wing liberal progressive societies are doomed. That's why America's doomed. We've gotten away from traditionalism We've gotten away from, it's not even about conservatism or anything about it. It's just what works? Traditionalism. What works? A man and a woman and the nuclear family and a free market society with good, honorable people with integrity. That works. The left is anti all of that. That's why you have mass suicide rates, children suicide rates, women on antidepressants, women whoring themselves out on the internet. Because the left engages in stuff like this, where they say, move to New York where you can say gay. And they're just obsessed with sexualizing the children. Seattle Museum hosting sex-themed drag camp for children. Unbelievable. And they're grooming these children starting at age 12 at this camp on how to be sexual perverts. So it's not sports camp or arts camp. No, it's sex camp for kids now. Sex camp for kids brought to you by liberals. And you watch, these people will all grow up to be pill-headed suicide people. Because that's what the left wing does, folks. They know it. It's a satanic death cult. They put this crap up in the classrooms. How to be gay. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I cannot teach in Florida. LGBTQ educators fear fallout from new school law. Following the enactment of what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill, some LGBTQ teachers have quit the profession altogether, saying they can't teach now. So what does that tell you, folks? It tells you everything you already knew. All they're teaching is their sexual agenda. All they're teaching is their left-wing indoctrination. They're not educating children. They are indoctrinating them. They are perverting them. And so Ron DeSantis just simply says, hey, we're not going to teach kids about sex up to fourth grade. And then all these teachers say, well, I can't teach here anymore because it's all they teach. The kid gets there at 9 a.m., salutes and prays to a gay flag. They get lectured about how gay their teacher is for 8 hours, wearing a mask, and then they go home with their gay homework assignment. And so the teachers say, oh, I really don't know how to teach my kids anymore since I can't sexualize them. Because that's all they do. The left. Student loans should be forgiven because 18-year-olds were too young to fully understand what they were doing. Society failed them. Oh, okay. Also the left. Kids know their true selves. Their identity should be affirmed no matter the cost. Discussion and asking questions are hate crimes. So, yeah. So 18-year-olds that get a student loan got preyed upon by society. They didn't know what they were doing taking out a student loan. But, hey, if you're an 8-year-old kid, you're old enough to be taught how to masturbate and have anal sex and play with sex toys. Because that's the liberal logic, don't you see? GOP congressional candidate believes abortion is a human sacrifice to demons. Tom Reichert, running in Colorado's 7th District, is right. Parents of high school track star sucker punched during race are considering lawsuit against attacker after they were stopped from pressing charges by cops. So everybody probably saw the clip. The guy racing down the track punches out the guy ahead of him. Just so happened it was a black guy punching a white guy. And the parents wanted to press an assault charge. By the way, they let the kid finish the race and win it after he knocked the guy out. And the police said, we'll arrest you if you press charges.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.